What are you going to do about this injustice? I asked. I demand to know.
Are you lodging a formal grievance?
Yes, I said quickly. Yes, I'm lodging a formal grievance. They both made unhappy, gargling sounds. I got the feeling that was extra work for them. I smiled tightly at the thought. Although it hurt, I managed to locate and show them another of the bodies with the same scar. Then I transmitted images I'd taken with my suit, all showing the same Saurian dead, with the same scar. For the first time, they seemed interested and paid close attention. When I was finished, I went in for the kill.
There you have it, then, I said. The enemy has been cheating. They used advanced rival technology to lower their body count. Surely you see they must be disqualified.
One of the Nairbs made a sniffling sound.
By no means. This will go into our report, but it is by no means grounds for disqualification. Your forces use the exact same technology, to an abusive degree. Did you really believe we were unaware of that fact?
I paused, mouth open. I had naturally assumed they didn't know we were doing it. In fact, we'd made a living out of abusing revival machines.
A loophole in an accounting system must rightfully apply to all sides, said the Nairb, at least until the loophole is closed.
I didn't like the sound of that. Could the Nairbs be advocating banning revival machines? That would mean every death Legion Varus suffered would be a permanent one. The mere thought was chilling. I wanted to say 1,000 things to those Nairbs. I wanted to shoot them and pound them with my fists. I wanted to find out if their guts were as green as their exterior membranes. But I did nothing. I stood there, swaying slightly on my feet like a drunk. Overhead, the sky was beginning to lighten. I was vaguely surprised. I had made it to see the dawn. I turned and looked up at the sky. Soon the blazing twin eyes of Khankri would rise in what we called the east.
Why then did you act like you cared?
I demanded.
Why do you have me show you pictures and bodies?
I turned painfully back around to face them, but they were gone. I watched in shock as the second one's green tail vanished into the air car. A moment later, it lifted off into the sky. The suns rose as they always did, painfully bright. I squinted and lifted my pistol, but I lowered it again. Shooting at their ship a few more times wasn't going to gain me anything. We'd lost the challenge. It was over. I heaved a sigh and began hobbling around the stinking, corpse-littered battlefield. I finally found a body I recognized. The nameplate identified him as Adjunct Leeson. I took off my helmet and replaced it with the officer's gear. The fit was a little snug, but it worked. I quickly found the command channel and beamed it up into the sky. After a few minutes, I managed to get none other than Centurion Graves on the channel.
Sir, I said, this is Recruit McGill, reporting in from the spaceport. I'm alive, and requesting extraction.
McGill? It figures. What are you doing alive down there?
Defending the spaceport, sir, as ordered.
We lost that battle, McGill. Didn't anyone tell you?
The Nairbs tried to. I couldn't talk them out of it, even at the point of a gun.
Graves was silent for several seconds. I thought he might start screaming at me, but he didn't. He chuckled instead. I could not recall ever having heard him laugh before.
You're some piece of work, McGill. I'm getting something over the exec channel about the Nairbs, something about a formal charge. Would that be your doing?
I did my best, sir.
You've got a brass pair, kid. All right. I'm recalling you right now.
When is the lifter due?
What lifter? I haven't got the time or resources for a lifter.
Well, then what?
I began, but trailed off. The channel was dead. I couldn't raise him again. I stood around after that, watching the suns rise. I figured maybe Graves had an air car of his own or some other conveyance. I was wrong. The missile caught the corner of my eye. I barely had time to turn my head and face it. Streaking right down from orbit, it must have been riding my signal all the way from space. I had only a second or two to even realize what it was. The contrail. The tiny glimmer of fire. They blew me up. One second I was standing there on the rugged surface of Steel World, soaking up the harsh rays of the Cankri dawn, and the next I was broken down into my component atoms. I hadn't even tried to run or seek shelter. What would have been the point? I had been recalled to Corvus the hard way. Chapter 33. I emerged from the revival unit dizzy and confused. In my mind, the missile was still coming down. That moment in which I'd realized what Graves had done was still fresh in my head. "That prick," I mumbled, struggling to open my eyes.
"What have we got?" asked a voice. The voice was female, and I thought I recognized it, but I wasn't completely sure.
"Stats are good, no toxins, no warping. I think we have a good grow this time."
"We'd better."
A good grow. Such strange words. They echoed through my mind, bringing waves of relief. For the last few days, I'd been haunted by the specter of a damaged body. It had been like being told you had a fatal dose of radiation or cancer, or both. My elation slowly shifted back into anger. I'd worked so hard to stay alive. What was the point of all that desperate effort if Graves was just going to blow me up at the end? With a growl of animal intensity, I tried to get off the tray they had me on. The tray was like a tongue sticking out of the mouth-like opening of the revival unit. When I tried to get up, I bumped my head on the upper manifold.
"What was that?" asked an orderly. "Was that a muscle spasm?"
"Sort of. He's trying to get up," said the female.
I recognized her now. Anne Grant. The last time she had revived me illegally.
"Remarkable," said the orderly.
"McGill always has ideas of his own."
I found a strap around my waist, holding me onto the tray. Fumbling blindly, I managed to get the buckle off and half fell, half rolled onto the ground. For the first time, my eyes fluttered open. I struggled to speak.
"Specialist Grant," I said, slurring my words.
"Anne, is that you?"
"Yes, James. I'm here."
"Help me up. I've got to get up and move out."
"Where are you headed?"
"The battle is over, recruit."
"Not for me," I said,
finally getting to my feet with help from both of them. They had my elbows on either side.
"I'm on a mission. I'm going to kill Centurion Graves."
That caused them both to chuckle.
"You are not the first to awaken with that thought firmly in mind, you know."
"Let go of me," I demanded.
They did it, and I was immediately sorry. I fell to my knees without their support to steady me. Dying and coming back to life is a strange experience. I can say with certainty I've never gotten used to the process. It's kind of like awakening from a week-long coma. You're disoriented, weak, and usually pissed off in my case. Specialist Grant knelt beside me. I was on all fours, panting.
"Would it help if I told you Graves is pretty happy with you? He's talking about awarding you a silver nova."
I looked at her with bleary eyes. She was pretty, but it was as if I was looking at her underwater.